Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On the Fan.
All right, here we go, BT. A little 3RQ on this Wednesday morning, as always, at 11:40. Number one, is it acceptable to wear glasses indoors? Sunglasses indoors.
I think it depends who you are, you know? Not my look. It's not my style. I mean, if you're an athlete, I mean, I wouldn't do it, but they all do it. I saw Carl Anthony Towns rocking them last night. He's not alone. You know, I guess you're in a club or you're in a certain spot. Yeah, a lot of people do it. I think it's idiotic myself.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm also 51.
Yeah, but I also think it's idiotic even dating back to 10, 15 years ago. I didn't notice Carl Anthony Towns doing it. What made me think of this question was Russell Wilson.
Well, sitting, I didn't see Russell. What?
Sitting courtside again, Russell Wilson. Now, I think he took him off at some point, but he had him on.
Oh, no. Russell, I missed that. I missed that.
First of all, like, Russell Wilson, dude, stop going to the game. And if he is going to go to the games, he's like, he's got to beat everyone. He's already wanting to be seen a lot of stuff. If he is going to do it, can he show up with one of his current teammates like Aaron Rodgers did?
Yeah.
When Rodgers was on the scene, he was doing it with his teammates. Russell Wilson showing up with Sierra. He showed up with Justin Tuck last night. Former Giant, yeah. Not a current Giant. So anyway, it just something about Russell Wilson
rubs
me the wrong way.
He's corny.
And a part of that is wearing sunglasses inside when you sit in courtside.
I didn't see that. I may have zipped through that, like, you know, because we had a baseball game last night, I didn't look at my phone.
Right.
Coaching third base the entire time. So we got home, and then I didn't walk in the door until about 8:50, not knowing the score of the Knicks.
Right.
So I zoomed through every commercial, so I must have maybe missed that for a second, as maybe I zipped through a stoppage as well. Oh, my God, dude. First of all, this guy's got to learn fast that he means nothing to New York.
Like,
who do you think you are? You don't have an ounce of equity.
He thinks he's...
Just keep it moving.
He thinks he's a superstar about to take over this town. I bet otherwise. All right, number two, boxers or briefs?
Oh, definitely boxers. Definitely briefs. Pardon me. Not tidy whities. I mean, yeah, this to me.
we were having this conversation last week.
You said something about you were wearing tidy whities one time.
I remember.
We can't get into that story.
Do you want to use your imagination. I mean, you know, it was the first. I grew up wearing the tidy whities. The old, the blue and yellow, like Hanes or whatever it was.
Fruit of the Loom?
Yeah, we all had those back in the day.
Sure.
So that's what I was wearing, and then I learned after, you know.
First time Sal was.
First intimate experience. Where
you had tidy whiteys on?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised you had a second experience. I don't think you did with her. Either way, without being too crude here, Sal.
Yeah.
Right. It's funny. There was a point, maybe in college, where, like, I remember my mom would get me, like, boxers for Christmas. Like, there was definitely a style.
Yeah.
But I never felt secure just bouncing around too much. And I like to feel athletic, even though I got these pencil legs. So every pair of underwear that I have are the stretch briefs. Like, they come down. Some actually come right above the knee.
Right.
Almost like the spandex.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah,
and then some come up, like, mid-thigh. I don't own a pair of boxers. I will never wear them. They bunch up. Number one, they don't secure anything in the front. They bunch up in the back. No, thank you, but you seem to love them.
Yeah, after that unfortunate experience, I learned quickly that I better transition to boxers here. And it took a little while to get acclimated, but yeah, I've been a boxer guy ever since. Although the reason why we were having this conversation off the air is because I tried out a Shinesty pair.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Gelb had one for me, and I was like, yeah, let me. And it was the most comfortable thing ever. And I'm like, man.
It's the first time you ever.
Boxer briefs. I may have had them before, but I didn't like the tight feeling.
I love the tight feeling.
Yeah, but after you go to boxers, there's like an element of, you know, enjoying the freedom.
Sure, sure.
But the Shinesty was like a nice balance of both where I felt the freedom but also secure.
Yeah, the party's not that crowded, but it's just crowded enough.
Exactly right. So I think I'm transitioning now to a boxer brief guy.
Got a boy, Sal.
All right, last one here for you. Give me your favorite video game of all time. You referenced Atari the other day.
What did I really truly lock in on, man?
Showing your age with Atari.
Of course
reference.
I am. Yeah. I mean, I used to love, you know what? I would probably say Space Invaders.
Okay.
I was good at that, man. I used to dominate. I was really good in Donkey Kong. I was really good at Ms. Pac-Man. I'm definitely showing the age here. I liked Pitfall quite a bit. I loved all the sports
Pitfall,
games.
There you go.
Of course. But
the sports games?
Well, that's all they had at the time.
Get into Nintendo?
Nintendo, sure.
Did you have a favorite game from there?
I think it was Donkey Kong.
Okay.
I liked Contra quite a bit.
Oh, okay.
I would play one guy, my buddy would play the other, and you have all the different weapons. That was a good game for me. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, probably the baseball. I mean, same thing. Like, I remember growing up watching Loving Mario Brothers was the first game, so any of those, Mario 1, 2, and 3, but all the sport, like Baseball Stars was an
I remember that.
Okay,
I remember Baseball Stars. I liked it.
Because our 5-year difference.
Oh, that's huge in video games.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Exactly. In video games, it's almost a lifetime. It's a different generation.
Is. Yeah.
So Baseball Stars, I remember playing quite a bit. So, man, I don't know if I could pick one. It would be tough.
You know
Zelda
what?
I got into.
I never played Zelda once, I don't think.
Okay.
Really. Now that I think about it, I'm going to stick with some of the answers I gave.
But I got one, by the way.
I can't leave this out. Like, what was the first? Was it Tiger Woods? When I was in college, the first, we would come back from practice.
PlayStation?
Yes.
Okay.
Pack a fat dip. Probably not go to class that day. Or that night. And we got so good at the at golf, we would talk smack and we would as we're swinging, like you got to get the one bar and the other bar, you know, left to right, you got to match it up with the bar. 7 mile per hour wind, a little left to right, let me get a little 185 iron, bang, bang, bang. We would talk smack and actually get hole in one. We would play for money. We were a buck a hole or $2 a hole.
They used to have some really good golf games. Oh. PGA Tour Golf for Genesis, I think, was one I would play with my buddy.
Yeah.
You could play TPC Sawgrass.
Oh, yeah, for sure. What was yours? You were saying?
Number one video game, it just came to me, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Oh, that, you know what? That's a great call.
I remember going through those battles with those guys and figuring out
Who was the toughest one for you?
I don't think I ever got past on my own. I probably got up to Sandman.
But there were multiple versions. You'd start with Glass Joe, and then later in the sequence.
King Hippo, Don Flamingo.
Yeah, Flamingo had the rose
Honda.
In his mouth, right?
Yeah,
he was a stiff, man.
Yeah. But that video game, I remember the tiger dude.
Yes, he would bounce around the ring. Tiger.
I forget his name.
God.
Yeah,
that was fun. But as you got deeper into the game, you would play like Don Flamingo, and it was like the second version.
Okay. Became tougher. That would probably be my number one. All right, there you go. A little three random questions.
And I love Tetris, too.
Okay. I like that for Game Boy. I would play
that. That's what I mean.
Not for Nintendo.
Never played it once on Nintendo.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.